6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Ole Miss Baseball's Judd Udermark welcomes you to Judd U, an Ole Miss podcast brought to you by the Ole Miss Spirit and Riverland Roofing.
Hello, welcome back to Judd U. This is presented by Riverland Roofing, all your roofing needs. I'm Judd Udermark. I'm with the one and only Luke Chang. Luke Chang, welcome to the podcast, man.
Thanks for having me on, man. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, Luke Chang, he's been starting shortstop for the Ole Miss Rebels this year. You know, he's been tremendous in the field, tremendous at the plate. And really just the biggest part of him is his leadership that he's brought. Him being in his fifth year, he's been around the block a few times, been on a few teams, if you could say. You know, but he's just a blessing, able to snag him in the transfer portal. And, you know, he's been a big addition to this team. And I kind of want to start off with that, you know, coming from a different school, entering the transfer portal, being able to really see all the different experiences. You got to play in the SEC, you got to play out of it. Tell me kind of how that process went in this offseason.
Yeah, for sure. So I graduated this past year, finished my degree and everything, and I had gotten hit by a pitch my senior year.
Shocker, if anybody was watching, shocker.
Before I had all the guards on, so I broke my wrist, and I found out I was going to get a med red. And I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do. I was super grateful for the time I spent at Illinois State. I got a chance to play every day for 4 years, made some really great memories, met some great people. But I knew I kind of wanted to challenge myself a little bit more. And so I made the decision to enter the portal. And the portal's a whirlwind, man. It's like the first school I talked to was University of Illinois, where Ryan Mormon went. And then the next school I talked to was a Division II school in Tennessee. 15-second conversation where the guy was like, hey, have you talked to anyone yet? Oh, you've already talked to some schools. Okay, probably not going to work out. But no, when Clem hit me up, I grew up, I remember in high school watching the season. I grew up 35 minutes from where Errol Robinson grew up and watching him play. So when Ole Miss hit me up, it was like, man, this is a dream. But I also got married this summer, so that was a big thing. My wife is from Illinois. She's from right where the University of Illinois is. And so when I was talking to schools, in my head, I was like, I'm probably going to go to the University of Illinois. I'll be able to be with my wife and finish my last year playing baseball. But I was able to convince her to take a visit to Ole Miss 6 days before we got married.
Wow.
And I told Laugh as soon as we got there, I was like, hey, like, you're recruiting her, not me. I'm already sold. Like, and she loved it. And so we finished the visit. And, you know, I talked to some other schools. I had some other visits planned. But after coming here, it was pretty easy to see that this is where I wanted to be. And wife was supportive. So, yeah, I mean, it was easily the greatest decision of my life besides probably getting married and coming to Christ. So,
yeah, you know, that's a, you've had a lot going on, you know, this past year, like you said, getting married, you know, transferring, having to deal with all the challenges and the blessings that come with that. And then fitting in with a team that, you know, nobody, and being able to come in and have an instant impact. What do you equate that to? Is the leadership that you have you been born with it? Is it something that you've been taught? Because it's evident, you know, and you can see it in the season, or you can see it in, any sort of talking point with you, is there's a leadership about you that it's rare. It really is. And people look up to you. So how did that really come about?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it has always been that leadership, it doesn't take any talent. It doesn't take a lot of skill or physical ability. I'm not the biggest guy. But I always felt like, you know, I can make an impact on others. And part of that too is I've definitely grown as a leader over the last few years, especially dealing with injuries and stuff like that. It's allowed me to kind of be more related to certain guys in certain situations. But I've also been around some really good leaders. I've had some really good people in my life. Shout out my dad. My dad's been great. My older brother kind of just showing me the ropes and how to be a good leader and whatnot. And I've always felt like being the best teammate I can be, leadership is part of that. So, yeah, take some pride in that.
No, for sure. You made a mention in there that I have to bring up. And, you know, it came up earlier in this podcast. Once you got hit by a pitch or injuries or whatever it may be, you know, you're able to develop leadership. Please, please give me an explanation on why you get hit by so many pitches.
That's a great question. Honestly, it's been like that my whole life. I don't know if I was just too dumb to move out of the way initially. But no, at this point in my career, it's like, man, you know, hitting's hard. Hitting is hard. So any way I can get on base, any way I can help the team. At this point, I don't want to say I enjoy it, but I don't mind getting hit as long as it helps me get on base and helps the team. So
for sure, it's a sacrifice that not a lot of players like to do, for sure. But I think it is it's a repetition deal, and it's a habit, you know, staying in the box. And Chang does it better than anybody that I've ever seen. Sometimes it frustrates me when he stays in the box and he takes it. And, you know, he has some bumps or bruises, but he's a tough guy as well. So he's able to come back from that. But that's, you know, that's one part of your game that's highlighted. And obviously it's not the most glamorous or the most beautiful part of your game. I think if you asked anybody that has watched this year, I think your glove work and your defensive skill set has been tremendous. And it's been something that we've been missing, you know, the past year or 2 years. Tell me a little bit about how you've developed your glove work, how you develop your defensive presence out in the field. Has that been just from, you know, pure talent, pure skill? Has that been through repetitions, coaches? You know, explain a little bit of that to me.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be honest, when I was younger, I was not a great defender. I would go to both knees sometimes to field a ground ball. I would kind of give the old ole. But my older brother, he played shortstop, and I always wanted to do everything he did. And he was awesome about it. Anytime he'd go take ground balls, I would go take ground balls with him. And I was actually born in Pittsburgh, and the city park fields that we would take ground balls on were not great. And so you kind of learn to deal with the bumps and bruises and learn how to pick some hops and whatnot. But defensively, it's something that I've definitely taken some pride in my career, just because I feel like a lot of guys have the ability to win games on offense and make that big swing. And for me, I feel like it's something where I want to win games on defense. I want to make the play that gets us off the field. And it's just been a ton of repetition. I wouldn't say it's a whole lot of talent, a lot more repetition and hard work, and some really good coaches in my life that have really pushed me. My infield coach at Illinois State, Derek Parola, he's not there anymore, but he was a really like old school, like gritty guy. And he was like just reps and reps and reps, and it definitely helped. So definitely, yeah, just a lot of time and effort spent there.
Yeah, for sure. And Coach B mentions this a lot, and I know you've probably heard this 100 times, but repetition is the mother of skill. And I think it really is the truth when it comes especially to defense, because there's a million different variations of ground balls or plays that can be made. And, you know, you really just have to rely on your skill set to be able to go out there and make the play. And as shortstop is, it's probably the hardest position on the field. I would argue second base or third base is harder, just because I play those. But it truly is. There's so many things that go on that makes, you know, each individual play at shortstop different and that much harder. And, you know, it's just been a beauty to watch this year. And going on to that, you know, we are, I guess, almost 40 games in, maybe 41, 42, somewhere around there, yeah. Something around there. I think we're sitting at 30-something and 10. What have you seen from this group from an offensive perspective, but also on the mound? What have you seen that has impressed you, that's made you excited for these last few games in the regular season and then a run in postseason?
Honestly, what comes to mind first is something that we saw in the fall. It's a special group of guys. There's a really good team culture, and guys, they come to work every single day. Guys are putting in the work, which has shown this spring. But I think offensively, we've got a team that can really hit. We got some guys that can hit some homers. We got some guys that get on base, can steal. And I think we have a good, strong identity there. And pitching, man, it's been really cool to see certain guys step up this year. We got guys starting to hit their stride. Mason Morris is, in my opinion, the best reliever in the country. I think we have three guys that on the weekend that go out and give us a chance every single time they start, and our three big dogs. So I'm excited for the rest of the year. I think we got a chance to do something really special. And it's been a ton of fun to be a part of. So,
yeah, no, I agree. And especially on the pitching part, you have Hunter, Riley, and Mason, all national champions who have returned. Now this is, I guess, the 2-year anniversary of it. And that's been a big staple.
Talk of Champions is presented by our friends at Status Jet. That's right. StatusJet.com is where you head to get the lowdown on all your options, whether it be big jets, small jets, helicopters. They can help you plan whatever you need to do on your trip, whether it be a work trip, family trip. They can do all that for you. And when you mention the Ole Miss Spirit, you get a discount on a round trip flight. So see if this is the right move for you for your summer vacations. That time is quickly approaching. So make sure you head to statusjet.com today, reach out to them, and they'll hook you up with the trip of a lifetime. So appreciate Status Jet for supporting the Ole Miss Spirit and those of you who got the travel bug as well.
This is Callie. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands, live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is, out there wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
Introducing the new and improved BNA Bank mobile app. From setting transaction alerts and tracking your spending habits to managing travel plans and turning off a lost or stolen debit card, you can take care of all of it in the new BNA mobile app. At BNA Bank, we know that life moves pretty fast, and we have the mobile technology to keep up with your life on the go. BNA Bank. Local. Invested. Modern banking.
Talk of Champions is presented by our friends at College Corner. Of course, College Corner is the spot for all Ole Miss fans to find the best of the best when it comes to the Ole Miss swag. They've got locations in Flowood, Ridgeland, and the Oxford Commons. So make sure you head over there, check out their store. And if you do shop online, make sure you click the link in our episode description so that we get a little credit for helping you out by getting you the right swag, whether it be baseball series, whether it be summer family events, or just getting ready for the fall. They've got the full lineup of all the Ole Miss gear that you want to see, and it all comes to you from our friends at College Corner. So check them out today. And again, hit that link in our bio and support them and check out the best gear that any Rebel fan would like to have at College Corner.
You know, you talked about hitting a little bit and how our team likes to hit home runs. And I don't have the exact count on me right now, but it sure does seem like we hit a lot of home runs. And that brings me to a point that I don't want to bring up, but I think that you know what's about to come. You know, we talked about this, I believe it was at Missouri, which was the second or third weekend of SEC play. And we had a little friendly bet going on between us two. Luke Chang, who wears number 3, myself, who wears number 27, we decided to make things interesting. And who would hit their jersey number
of home runs first. And at the time, yes, I didn't have any, and you were at
nine. Yes.
And then I hit my first one, so then we did it. And so technically, we were on pace.
It was on pace. And then something just came about you. I'm not sure what happened, whether you got a good night's sleep or I didn't, or what it was, but he decided to go out there, hit 2 in one game.
Yeah.
Right.
That was cool.
And now he's sitting at 4. So people watch out, because this isn't a race to the number anymore. It's just a home run race between us two. But yeah, you know, being able to hit home runs, being able to steal bases, being able to, you know, just be a whole rounded offense, that does open up a lot of doors, especially for guys who are able to do all those things, right? I think of guys like Luke Hill, who's sitting at 8 home runs, batting feels like 900 with, you know, however many RBIs. Guys like Mitchell Sanford, Isaac Humphrey, Ryan Moorman, even guys like yourself who have shown power, who have shown ability to steal bases, hit for contact, and to do their job whenever their number is called. Who has impressed you this season when it comes to the plate with their approach, with how they carry themselves throughout this entire season?
Man, that's a great question. I think you could go down everybody on our team, and honestly, I think we've had really good at-bats. You know, obviously, Luke Hill has had an unreal year, and it's been super cool to see all his hard work pay off. He's been great about it. All 3 of our outfielders are great. I mean, they're older guys that give you good ABs no matter what. They don't really ride the wave, which is awesome. I think I want to shout out you. Obviously, I think it's been really cool to see. We always knew the power was there, but you're hitting for average too, and you're stealing bases, and you've been coming up in some big moments. And then I think in general, something I wanted to touch on was Five always likes to talk about the team of the moment. I think we've had guys like Braden Randall have really good at-bats, step up when their number's called. Colin Reuter last night, great at-bat there. And guys, Owen Pano has a great base running play where if he gets doubled off there on that line drive, we might not win that game. So I think that top to bottom, we've had some really good at-bats. I think it's almost everyone's impressed me, to be honest. And it's been cool to see, because I haven't seen a full season of SEC play until this year, and seeing guys step up when their number's called, and guys like you and Luke and Mitch just have consistent good years has been really cool to be a part of.
Yeah, for sure. And I think everybody can agree with that. And also just the idea of, you know, someone that I don't know how high he was ranked on the high school board or whatever it was, but a guy like Hayden Federico, talk to me a little bit about that kid.
Hayden Federico, I said this the other day, he could go up there with a broomstick, a mop, whatever he wants, a pool noodle, and he could find a way to get a hit and get on base. He's been awesome. He's handled the moment so well. He's a spark plug for us. And he's just such a good kid. He's really down to earth, and he's handled his success really well, which is cool. Also want to shout out Austin Fawley.
It's hard
to miss that guy. It seems like he hits a homer every game at this point, and he's been phenomenal behind the plate. And he's been really good for us as well. But yeah, I mean, Fed, that kid is going to be a superstar. So
yeah, no, I think everybody's looking forward to the future of Ole Miss baseball, especially with that kid, you know, being a freshman and being like 18, 19 years old. You know, it's scary the way that he's been able to produce in SEC play and just in general. So let's talk a little bit about the future, right? I want to get past baseball, even though most people here are tuned in for baseball. Luke Chang is, you know, I can't brag on him enough with how good of a person he is, with how he handles his business and whatever facet it is, whether it's schoolwork, whether it is baseball, whether it is leadership or mentoring, or, you know, hopping on the podcast with me. What does life look like after baseball, right? I think it's everybody's dream to play baseball as long as they can. But at some point, it comes to an end for all of us. Yeah. Maybe besides Hayden Federico or Luke Hill, if they continue this trend. But, you know, for us normal people, what does life look like? Do you have any dreams, aspirations?
Yeah, for the mere mortals in this world like me.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to play as long as possible this year. I hope we got to keep winning because my resume does not have a lot on it. I'm great. I'm very lucky that at least I get to go home to my wife when this is all said and done. Outside of that, my resume is pretty much blank. LinkedIn is not going to be very friendly to me. I've been taking a few looks there and I'm just like, man, let's just keep winning so I don't have to do this anytime soon. But, I've thought about getting into coaching. Mm-hmm. I've had some really good coaches in my life, and I feel like it's a great way to leave an impact. But outside of that, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do yet.
Yeah.
So like I said, let's just keep winning and putting that off for as long as possible.
That's right. Yeah, and that's the beauty of life as well, is you never know what you're getting, how the cards are dealt. If anybody is lucky enough, you know, I hope it's in 15, 20 years after your 10-year big league career, but if anybody is lucky enough to hire Luke Chang, you know, you're getting a consistent guy. You're getting a guy that cares for his teammates or his coworkers or, you know, authority, guy who listens to instructions and does things to the best of his ability. And really, you've seen it this season. You know, it's just been a blessing to have him come to Ole Miss. And it's been an even bigger blessing to play alongside of him. But I want to appreciate you coming on this podcast.
Appreciate you, Judd,
presented by Riverland Roofing. All your roofing needs. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm sure we'll get a podcast up and running soon. We're headed off to OU, 3-game series, and then we got Mississippi State, and then closing it out with Auburn, and then see what the postseason has in store for us. So thank you guys. Thank you, Chang.
Of course.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.